went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally right here in Newburgh, New York. And today we're here to talk about some important health topics important to you, When Your Health Matters. And your health is very, very important, and it's the thing that you should make your biggest priority, because if we don't make it our biggest priority, then we tend to have health issues and we take toxic chemicals called medications, and then we have needless surgeries, and the whole cascade just starts if you don't take care of your health. So we want to make sure that you're taking care of your health, so we're going to do a special show today, and the man who's going to help me do that, his name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting across the studio from me, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, good morning, Doc Rick. You know, it's always a pleasure to be here to get into some of the topics that we discuss each week about health and how to take care of your health. And today, you know, I really want to talk to you about getting a better understanding of your approach to helping people with their health and how what your perspectives are. And I know that you have seven different modalities that you use as part of how you treat people and work with people to help them achieve their health objectives. So in order to understand what's going on with a person's health, you take these seven perspectives. So what is the reason behind why you focus on the whole person to begin with?
Well, it's really quite simple, Mark. We are whole people that sometimes get fractured due to the stress of our lives. And when a piece of us goes out of balance with the rest of us due to one of the seven main stressors to the system, we develop health concerns. And being able to address them as completely as possible becomes paramount to restoring balance to the whole person. So I don't treat disease. I treat the individual person, and I help them come back into harmony with themselves.
Mm-hmm. So what does happen when someone comes in with a particular symptom or disease?
Well, we discuss their symptom, of course, when they have it, what brings it on, on? What makes it better? What makes it worse? What was going on in their life before it showed up? What their stressors are? And based upon their answers to some of these questions and other questions, we then ask more questions by checking them and different ways of evaluating their issue or their symptoms. And we take the information that they give us. I mean, one of my professors taught me in school that if you ask the right questions, 95% of the time, the patient will tell you exactly what's wrong with them. And then you use your physical exam to justify what the patient told you to confirm their condition. And then if you need to order a test, the test either double confirms or rules out and then confirm something different. And that's ideally how things are supposed to go. And unfortunately, we've moved away from that in our healthcare system.
So what kind of information do you get from a person's symptoms?
Well, that depends on the symptom. But a symptom is the body's way of getting its owner, the individual who owns the body, to notice they have gone out of balance with themselves and they need some support to get back into balance. And that's ideally where I come in.
Mm-hmm. Now, once you've looked at the aspects that the patient is able to tell you about that might give you that 95% accuracy in terms of what's going on with them, you take a deeper look at other aspects of what's going on with that person.
Yes, I do. And this is where the seven different aspects or perspectives come in, what I call the seven pillars of evaluating a person's and their health. And these are the physical structure of a person, as I'm a chiropractor, and this is what I went to school for. And then in addition to structure, we look at their toxicity levels, their nutritional levels, their allergy imbalances, the physiology, their emotional reality. And finally, we check in to see if anything is spiritual in nature or somewhat of a karmic imbalance, if you will.
Wow, that's quite a bit. So you really look for underlying causes to symptoms. Could you explain what you do to seek out the causes of a person's health challenges?
Well, let's be clear, Mark. I do not treat disease. Disease is a manifestation of a person's systems going out of balance and being neglected until physical changes have taken place that is out of control. This is a medical concern. I look for mechanisms of cause as to why a person experiences their symptom, which one of the seven aspects or perspectives or pillars is related to their imbalance, and what it takes to truly remedy their imbalance. Then we support them so that the body can go back into harmony with itself, can go back into balance, and can actually heal.
Uh-huh. So it really does rely upon the person's body healing itself.
Yes.
So one of the things that you use in your practice is manual muscle testing, and that's a method that you use to gain an understanding of what's going on with the patient. What kind of information can you find out using manual muscle testing?
Well, we can ask the body questions. We can really ask the body any questions, but first we have to set up a response system within the body to indicate normal muscle response versus abnormal muscle response. And once we have that method of asking the body because it's responding appropriately, we can then use that as a foundation to determine what is working and what is not, and then look for any of the seven underlying reasons or the pillars that we mentioned for the imbalance. And it could be all seven, or it could be any combination, or it could just be one reason. And it's our job to figure out, okay, what are the components or what are the different ingredients associated with a person's problem, and a person could have many problems. So there could be many aspects of a person's health that needs to be addressed. But if you address the body in the right fashion, then the body will come back into harmony all on its own.
It's a matter of really trusting the body's ability to do this on its own. Now, I mean, the beauty of this method is that the body, you know, it's governed by the subconscious mind. It really has no ability to lie or deceive.
That's correct. Well, it's really more about your nervous system having no ability to lie. It simply responds to stimulus, and that is the beauty of the process. Once you establish the nervous system is communicating properly, then we can ask any question we would choose, and the body will respond in a balanced way, indicating healthy or an unbalanced way, indicating a problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you treat a new patient differently than a practice member you see regularly?
Well, that's a yes and a no answer there. I treat everyone as an individual, so everybody gets individualized care specific to them. We don't do cookie-cutter programs. We don't do a one-size-fits-all. We don't give everybody the same solution and hope that a certain percentage is going to respond. That's more of what medicine does and how they practice. And the difference between a new person versus a current practice member is I'm familiar with the practice member, and we have a working relationship and an understanding already. The new person, I need to establish that foundation. So initially, with the new person, I will need to evaluate their whole body to get a baseline understanding of how their body is currently functioning and what we need to do to restore balance. Then we have a foundation with which to work together, and then we can truly move forward. They become, you know, one of my patients, that practice members that we treat regularly, and we're always facilitating their health at moving forward to a health state, not necessarily just being symptom-free state.
Uh-huh. So in terms of the regularity of their visits, how often does a person need to see you?
Well, that depends on the individual, what their stress levels are and what their body's ability to handle its stress and how often they blow the circuits in their communication system. And my maintenance patients, I see about once a month when they come in for their, quote, hunt tune-up.
Now, health insurance is designed to protect you in the event of a catastrophic situation, and you make a powerful point about health insurance. The question that you ask people is, does your health insurance make you healthy?
Exactly. Health insurance has nothing to do with your health. It really is about treating disease, so health insurance is actually a misnomer. The health care we administer in this country is more about treatment and testing, treatment that goes after symptoms in an effort to manage them and to keep them from being a nuisance. What I do is help you maintain optimal function after we've eliminated any reason for your body to not function properly. And once we do that, people live healthy, vibrant lives without issues, and I simply help them stay there.
So when it comes to health, you really do come from a different point of view.
Yes, I come from what does it take to be and stay healthy, not simply mask symptoms and delay the inevitable, meaning having surgeries and dying before you are ready. I personally want people to be vibrant for as long as they would choose to occupy their body. I don't want to treat sick people, and I have many people that come to me that I have to treat as a sick person in order to get them healthy, truly healthy, before I can help them stay healthy for as long as it's important to the individual.
So really, we're talking about health as something that you are looking to maintain, or when your health is compromised, then your job is to help someone restore their health back to a good condition.
Absolutely. Health is a freedom from disease. It is a state of optimum physical, mental, social, and spiritual well-being, and not merely the absence of disease, sickness, or infirmity. Health is our birthright, and we all need to exercise that right.
That's a really great statement, that health is your ability to feel good, to be well, to have a good sense of your own comfort. It's really about lifestyle and the feeling of being a good, solid, complete human being.
Right. It's the optimum physically, mentally, socially, and spiritual well-being. And that's what we are all designed to have. That's the gift that God gives all of us. And that's what we should be striving towards. And we should all have that state as often as possible. And we should be disease-free more often than we are diseased.
Yeah, a real blessing. Well, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have some more questions about these seven perspectives that you offer about people's health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are discussing the seven pillars of health and wellness.
Yeah, so in terms of these seven pillars that you look at when you're assessing a person's health, one of the most overlooked perspectives in many medical practices is to look at a person's emotions. So what do the emotions tell you about a person's health?
Well, it tells me how the person sees the world and how they react to life. And to react to life puts the locus of control outside of the individual. puts the control on things a person cannot control. I help a person become more responsive to life, and then they are in control and their body responds by expressing health. So the difference between being if you work for somebody and they control what you do during the course of your day, they're actually the one in control and you're just simply performing tasks. Well, and when a person puts their locus of control outside of them, then that affects them negatively emotionally. And my job is to help restore balance to the person by giving them back their power so that they are no longer negatively affected emotionally by what's going on in their lives.
That's so interesting. I mean, emotions tend to fluctuate. And, you know, I'm sure that whenever you get ill, you're bound to have some sort of emotional response. So how do you help people with the emotional side of health?
Well, we locate the specific emotional imbalance and then help them talk through and resolve the incongruence to help support their return to health and harmony. We help the individual discover for themselves a solution to their imbalance and understand how they got into the imbalance to begin with. Then we can create a new response to help create a new outcome that is more in line with their heart's desire. And then they're, again, they're back in control. They're the ones driving. They're not the passenger.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, I'm sure that when someone comes to you with a health issue, you know, they are most likely experiencing some level of stress. So how do you address that? How do you address the stress?
I ask them to tell me what the stress is and what the source of that stress is, and then we map out a plan to resolve the stress so that they are no longer the effect of their stress, and as a result, their body begins to function better.
Now, I mean, some of the stressors in the world that we live in are the thousands of toxins that we encounter on a daily basis. How do you deal with toxicity?
Well, once we determine that there is a toxicity component to their imbalance, we address the toxicity either with nutrition, with herbs, or with very effective homeopathic remedies. And we can discover together what the source of the toxicity is and address it to resolution. And the person both feels better and begins to function better as well.
So can you really get rid of the toxins?
Oh, absolutely. The body creates metabolites that, when excreted properly, do not create problems. When one has a problem, we can help the excretory pathways to function better. Better and help the body clear the toxins once and for all.
Mm-hmm. Now, detoxifying and having a strong immune system that can contend with toxicity, that also relies a lot on a person's diet. So can you talk about how you incorporate nutrition into your practice?
Yes, Mark, I actually can. We are what we eat. And evaluating the foods and the response to those foods and helping a person consume more of the ingredients their body needs to help maintain balance is most important. Without proper food material, the body cannot repair itself and then will not function properly. And this leads to dysfunction and ultimately dis-ease. And we have a lot of that going on in this country.
Yeah, and they do say that food is the first and the best medicine.
And that is why God created so many varieties. When you have what you need and it is healthy, then that gets transferred to the consumer and they extract from the food the ingredients and the qualities to be and stay healthy. And when the food is compromised, bastardized, refined, and modified, this becomes problematic. And we are all headed towards problems, unfortunately. The big business is what creates the problem, and we keep feeding the big business, and the government keeps allowing the big business to just run roughshod over its citizens.
Yeah, and you use in your practice food-based supplements, and they're made from whole foods. Do they have any side effects?
Well, they can if not properly taken, and that's why Dr. Lee, the man who developed the company called Standard Process, his policy was their patient needs proper supervision by a trained professional to oversee what is appropriate and what is not. And the person should be monitored for progress and completion of healing. And so what a person may need initially when they're in crisis would be different from what they would need to actually heal, which would be different from what they would need to actually maintain their health. And so depending upon where a person's at, they may get recommended certain ingredients and they'll get recommended other ingredients later on in their process. But it's important to monitor these things and make sure that you're giving the patient what it needs. That way they can progress to a healthy state and not stay stuck in their disease.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about if a person is taking some sort of medications? Is it safe to use these food-based supplements?
If the person administering them understands how to work with medication. But I always tell my practice base the same thing. If eating food is a contraindication to taking your medication, either stop eating food or find a different medication, assuming the medication is even the right solution for the condition. Most times, eating food is the best medication, assuming that it is real food, and there is a way to work with the medication and with taking good quality ingredients into the body to help restore balance. The medication is a temporary solution. It is not an absolute solution.
You know, but a lot of the foods that we're getting, as you said, they're compromised in terms of their nutritional value, but also there are a lot of things that have toxicity in the food supply.
Yes, there is, and that's what our lovely government is allowing to occur to our food supply. And the Food and Drug Administration allows things that are generally recognized as safe into the food supply, but not everybody responds the same thing to everything that they consume. And so we need to do a better job at monitoring what is real. We need to take the help from nature, and we need to see what nature does, and we need to try to duplicate nature, not modify nature in some way, shape, or form by genetically modifying these foods.
Now, one of the things I understand is that you've been able to help people get off taking some of the medications or reducing their reliance upon them. Do you do that in cooperation with their physicians?
Oh, always. I cannot prescribe, therefore I cannot unprescribe. But if I get your body working more efficiently and you require less medication in the process, then your doctor will need to reduce the medication. And I've helped several diabetics over the years reduce their need for insulin, and that can only be a good thing for the patient.
That's got to be a good thing. Well, this is a great conversation once again, Doc Rick. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I would like to continue this conversation about the seven pillars of health.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about the seven pillars of health and a different approach to looking at your health holistically. And Mark, I'm sure you have more questions.
I do. We were talking about toxicity, and one of the outcomes from some of the chemicals and pollution that we see, especially in urban areas, is an increase in allergies. So are you able to help people who have allergies?
Well, we need to appreciate that allergies is an abnormal response to a normal stimulus. So finding the source of the stimulus, meaning the allergen itself or the thing that affects the person, and then determining where the body has difficulty processing the allergen and resetting that circuit itself will allow for a normal healthy response to the allergen that once offended somebody.
So you can help people even with something like asthma?
Oh, we help lots of people with asthma.
Now, we talked about how you're able to help people to better health by attending to their emotions, dealing with toxicity, and proper nutrition, and the success you've had treating allergies. But when thinking about your entrance into the healing arts, that was dealing with the structural body alignments, especially the spine. Your original study was in chiropractic medicine. So when you got that license and when you got the education that you had in chiropractic, can you explain what that is for our listeners?
Well, chiropractic means to heal by hand. Chiropractic education afforded me the opportunity to look at things from a functional aspect. Medicine is about shutting off the body's ability to tell you there is a problem through symptoms. To shut off the warning light in your car seems ridiculous, except we do that every single day when a person reaches for their medication. Now, chiropractic is the removal of spinal misalignments or subluxation. And a subluxation is a minor misalignment of a vertebrae in your back, causing irritation to a nerve with a loss of normal function. It's also an interruption of communication from the brain to any cell, tissue, or organ in the body. So chiropractic is the only profession whose focus is strictly on removing the nerve interference and allowing the brain and the body to go back into harmony with normal two-way communication, thus resulting in normal flow and normal function.
So when you understand the body's optimal alignment, you also understand that there's a primary relationship between alignment and physiology. What is physiology and how does that relate to the body structure?
Physiology is how things work within the body. It's the sum total of all the relationships within a cell, a tissue, an organ, or system that governs normal function. When there is a disruption of the normal physiological processes, this needs to be properly addressed to restore harmony and health to the person who has the physiological imbalances.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about emotions, the body, its inner workings, but there is another aspect to health, and that's a key part of your practice, and it has to do with the invisible realm, what you might call the spiritual realm. So how is this a core part of your practice?
Well, we are all spirits or souls occupying our physical body. The body is something that we have. The spirit is what we are. And when a spirit or soul is occupying a body in an effort to have an experience, sometimes we can get out of balance. When the imbalance remains in spite of the proper treatment, then we need to consider that it's the soul's contract to experience their imbalance. And if this is not addressed, it may be the final piece associated with turning the person back to balance. So for many of these causes, I refer patients to the few different practitioners who I call spiritual healers, and they help facilitate the return to balance if everything I do does not bring the healing to a completion. It's all about restoring harmony to the individual, and I work with other experts who help me do this. For the patient, of course.
Of course. Now, we discussed seven different components that you look at to determine the potential causes of a health condition. You have tools and modalities to help a person get back on the road to health. You take a very comprehensive approach to health. And how is it that you took this path? I mean, didn't you first want to become a cardiac surgeon? And your practice is really a long way from that.
Well, yes, Mark, it is. And yes, actually, I did. I wanted to become a cardiothoracic surgeon, and I had every intention of going on to med school to become a cardiothoracic surgeon. And without being arrogant at all, I know I would have been an excellent cardiothoracic surgeon because of the skill set that I had doing anatomy and doing dissections and the praise that I got from my anatomy instructors in terms of my skill set. And so I've always known that I needed to work with my hands in order to be happy. And obviously being a surgeon would have allowed me to work with my hands. What I decided to do was I decided it would be better for me to prevent people from developing heart disease by getting them on the path of health instead of allowing them to be on an unhealthy path for their whole lives to eventually succumb to heart disease and potentially have a life-ending heart attack. And so I just felt it was better for me to help people stay healthy and see the gratitude in a person's eyes rather than dealing with life and death every day on an operating table that, you know, you're going to win some and lose some, and you inevitably have to deal with the consequences of having done everything that your training allows you to do and still the person, you know, their path is different from your being able to save them. And I chose not to get involved in that profession because I didn't want to have to deal with that kind of stress all day, every day for the rest of my professional career. So I chose the path of helping people never actually end up in disease. The challenge that we have in this country is that most people wait until they have a symptom or full-blown disease before they go to a doctor. And so I've had to adjust my sales, if you will, to address people's health issues in order to get them to be healthy. And then the maintenance of helping people maintain their health, that's really the true rewarding aspect of my
job.
Yeah,
it's fascinating to see how you've taken the different aspects of being alive, of being a human being, and then develop the skills and insights to help people to better health. You do all this with passion and commitment. Would you say it's a calling?
Well, I would say that I was divinely inspired, if you will. The very first class that I was in, the professor said, this is biology 101. If you are interested in being a doctor or whatever, you need to be in the higher level of biology. You need to be in the biology 151. And as soon as he said, if you wanted to be a doctor, I was inspired to stand up and walk out of the class because I wanted to go take the 151 level instead of the 101 level. And I've never looked back from the moment that I was inspired to stand up based upon what the professor said. You know, I've had lots of people in my lives, former teachers, etc., question whether I had the ability to become a doctor or not. And instead of being deterred by that, it actually inspired me more and focused me more and pushed me more to learn the different aspects of what a person needs in order to be healthy. And sharing those understandings and the gifts that I've been given with my community members in an effort to help create a healthy community. And that's my mission and that's my purpose. And I don't ever see that changing.
Well, that is really a great mission, a great purpose, and you do it very, very well. If people have questions for you and they'd like to reach out to you, who listeners to the show, what's the best way to reach you?
They can always get a hold of me at my email, which is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. Or they can call me directly. My phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. And just know that it is my purpose and my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concern concerns that you have. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to our show. I invite you to come back next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill.